From Tidbits on June 23rd, 2014, this is Take Control of Your Apple Wi-Fi Network Answers Wi-Fi Questions by Adam C. Angst. Some things improve with age, and while old Wi-Fi networks don't fall into that category, Glenn Fleischman's documentation of everything related to Apple's airport base stations and Wi-Fi networking continues to get better. Over the past decade, Glenn's Take Control of Your Airport Network books have consistently ranked among our most popular titles for a good reason. They're the essential resources that the Apple community relies on for help with Wi-Fi networks. To keep up with Apple's changes, we've just published Take Control of Your Apple Wi-Fi Network, a new title that focuses on the latest tools and technologies for wireless networking, such as Airport Utility 6 for Mac and Airport Utility for iOS, plus Apple's 802.11ac base stations. In this 196-page book, Glenn helps you swap in new gear for better performance, extend your network's range with multiple base stations, add USB drives and shared printers, enable security options in guest networking, maximize throughput, and solve pesky problems. It costs $20 and is available for immediate download. Take Control of Your Apple Wi-Fi Network will show you how to do the following, among much else. Efficiently swap in a new base station in place of an old one. Extend your network's range by connecting base stations with Ethernet and or Wi-Fi. Easily put visitors on the Internet with a guest network. Print wirelessly to a Wi-Fi or USB connected printer. Attach a USB drive to a Time Capsule or Airport Extreme and set up user access. Back up to a Time Capsule and work with its internal drive. Pipe music through an Airport Express connected stereo. Discover what the icon on your Wi-Fi menu means. Find out what the colored light on your base station is trying to tell you. Avoid annoying interference problems. Deal with a base station that can't be found on the network. Why the new title? Now that Apple is making 802.11ac base stations, we needed a new title that didn't explicitly reference 802.11n. Hence, Take Control of Your Apple Wi-Fi Network, replacing the previous Take Control of Your 802.11n Airport Network. We didn't call it Take Control of Your Airport Network because Glenn's first Wi-Fi networking ebook used that title back in 2004, and because Apple seems to be deprecating the airport name within OS X and iOS. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and a review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and I'm really pleased with how well this book has sold. It seems like it's one of those things that hit a nerve yet again. These new 802.11ac base stations, people are starting to rip their networks apart and put them back together for better range and better performance. So, hey, if it's a book you're interested in, take a look. Thanks so much.